You ever had these great big worms about this long that you'd sometimes get have a term for those?
Night crawlers.
Okay. What do you call an insect? It's a big insect with four wings that is extremely fast and it eats mosquitoes. It lives around water a lot of the time.
Dragonfly? No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. That's what I'm describing. Oh. Is there any other term than dragonfly that you have?
No, that's all we ever call them, dragonfly.
You never heard something like snake feeder or snake doctor?
Yeah, when we were kids, we used to call them snake feeders.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Go swimming, we'd always throw them at snake feeders.
All right. If you have a light on at night outside, a lot of times you get a lot of things flying around. What do you call those things?
Moths, millers, bats, of course, do too.
Yeah. Can you pronounce that word too?
Wait, moth or miller?
Well, whatever. Is miller a term that you use normally?
A lot of people call them millers. I don't know why, but what do they call them?
What do you call the animal that glows, or the insect that glows in the dark?
Well, lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs.
Fire bugs, some people call them. We always call them lightning bugs.
Okay. This is not a bee, but the type of insect that stings you that has a real narrow waist is a
wasp
or a hornet.
Is there any distinction between a wasp and a hornet?
Yeah, there is. A wasp makes you nest in a little lump of mud. A hornet makes you nest in a big, and build a big nest.
Mm-hmm.
Those are hornets. Other than that, they look alike. I don't know how you tell them apart if I had one in each hand. But
do they have? Did you ever have the kind of the small wasps actually that they have a burrow that they live in the ground?
Yellow jacket.
Okay. How about
that? I found some last week about this big eating apples down at Martinsville, Indiana. I don't know what to call them. They look just like the little yellow jackets we have, only about that long.
Boy, I'd say they could have the apples.
And I don't know what they are.
I guess you've seen these things. Do you know the kind of wasp that builds a nest out of mud that looks like organ pipes?
That's what I always call a wasp.
You just call that a wasp. Do you have any particular name for it?
Wasp.
Okay. All right.
That's not a nest that they build. They put an insect in that.
Yeah, it's a larva case.
Yeah.
We used to call those mud daubers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We found dirt dauber.
And then you got them that hang one up there in the eaves where you want to paint.
Mm-hmm. If you want to fish for a little bit bigger fish, a lot of times rather than use a worm, you catch a little tiny fish. What do you call those?
Minnows.
Okay.
Minnies, a lot of people call them minnies, but they're minnows to me.
All right. If they're away for a while, you might have a spider sneak in and do something to your housekeeping. What would you call that?
Spider web, I guess.
Okay. Would you call it, is there any difference between a spider web that you see in the house and one you see out in the garden? Would you use a different term?
I don't think so.
I think
but you have a lot of webs in the house, don't come from spiders.
Well, those are cobwebs. Those are cobwebs.
Where do they come from?
Well, I think,
accumulation of
dust
far
that
I'm concerned.
Gets up there.
Okay. A tree, I guess if you want to fertilize a tree, you got to dig a real deep hole because you want to get down to
the roots.
To the what?
Roots.
Okay.
I said roots and he said roots.
Yeah. That's certainly. The animal it's a reptile that lives in a shell. Pulls its head in, sticks it
turtle.
Out. Yeah. Okay. Do you have a different, are there different kinds of turtles that you're familiar with?
Snapping turtle?
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of turtles.
What are some of them?